Manuscript Releases, Volume 8, Mr. Number 590. Give the message in simple language. I feel more thankful than I can express for the interest my workers have taken in the preparation of this book, Acts of the Apostles, that its truths might be presented in the clear and simple language which the Lord has charged me never to depart from in any of my writings. The Lord has been good to me in sending me intelligent, understanding workers. I appreciate highly their interest, and the encouragement I have had in preparing this book for the people. I trust that it will have a large circulation. Our people need all the light that the Lord has been pleased to send, that they may be encouraged and strengthened for their labors in proclaiming the message of warning in these last days. I am very thankful that the Lord has given me the privilege of being His messenger to communicate precious truth to others. All who have heard me speak know that I have not departed from His instruction that I should present the truth in its simplicity. There is a great work to be done. The truth for this time is to go forth with simplicity and yet with power. It is to be told in words that will be understood by all classes, that all may be blessed thereby. Even the unlearned are to comprehend the precious lessons which the Lord desires us to teach. It is the Holy Spirit that impresses the truth upon the heart. He will make the words of the faithful worker so impressive that the hearers will have no excuse for saying, "I did not understand what the message meant." In visions of the night, representations passed before me showing the results of presenting the truth in the simplicity of true godliness. I seemed to be in a gathering with our people. The sick were being healed. The spirit of intercession was upon the people. Urgent appeals were made, and hearts were subdued and broken before the Lord. Many confessed their sins. On every side, doors were thrown open for the proclamation of the truth, and genuine conversions were made. I heard the voice of intercession. Then I heard the voice of rejoicing. I said, "This is a work like that which was done in 1843 and 1844. The Lord is sending us repeated instruction, pointing us to the importance of becoming earnest, diligent workers. We have an important work to do, a work that will not wait, a work that can be accomplished only in the power of the Spirit and under the guidance and direction of Christ. Let every believer at this time show himself a worker together with God. Let all differences be put away. All light, meaningless talk. Let us speak and act righteously. The Lord will work with every soul who will yield heart and mind to His control. To all who will be led by the Spirit, God will impart His righteousness. His glory will be their front guard and their rearward. There is missionary work to be done in many unpromising places. Now is our time and opportunity to do this work. God requires that believers shall take up the work that is waiting to be done, and do it with earnestness and diligence."